can you tell us about Ask Mongo Fan? Tell us all about it.
Cherbourg Radio. Well, Cherbourg Radio, our small bear FM, whatever you want to call it, it's been around forever. Like, I'm just trying to think of when it was first created. I think it was like in the mid to late 90s when they thought to bring a radio station here to Cherbourg. And at one stage, like, they were doing a training session for radio in the old courthouse there, where it is now. But yeah, they had an old coat hanger hanging out the radio, just for the Cherbourg audience. Later years, the ABC bus, they lent us a bus before moving into this building here on Baramba Avenue. So yes, that are a few inceptions along the way, but yeah, here we are today in 2019, and we've got a new team, and we're getting going places.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so how does it affect the community having you guys here?
Well, there was a little time last year where we were off air, and you could really feel the loss of the radio around the community. People just really missed it, hey? Yeah. But since we've been back on, it feels like we're a vibrant community again. Having our own radio station back makes a difference. I mean, like, we do have other radio stations in the region, but we're the only Indigenous radio station, and it's very important for our mob to have our own voice out there and talking about our own issues. So, yeah.
So you guys do talk about issues and stuff on air?
Yeah. The most prevalent one of late has been suicide. There's been so much youth suicide within our community, unfortunately. So it's a subject that, you know, we sometimes don't feel like talking about, but it has to be talked about for sure. And we have mental health teams at the Craigs Medical Centre, at the community health, who provide us with information that we need to talk about. It's not just suicide. You know, it could be anything from that to diabetes or and, you know, juvenile crime that gets talked about. We do a talk about session in the morning after 9 o'clock. Me and Iris run the yarn up session, talk about anything that's either in the headline news or talk about Cherbourg specific. So yeah.
Tackle those sensitive topics, like the rise in suicide that you said is happening?
We try to deal with it, you know, all throughout the year, not just when suicide has happened. So we're constantly talking about mental health, and we're constantly talking about our emotional well-being, you know, being social, that's the catchphrase, social emotional well-being. So it's almost like a 24/7 thing here on the radio, where we're talking about mental health, you know, and we're trying to I suppose reach out beyond the radio to social media, and we got our Facebook presence out there as well, so we try to reach audiences through there as well. So yeah, but yeah, we try to get as many experts in the field, so to speak, to come in to talk. And yeah, I think a lot of people appreciate that. And I think they appreciate, you know, just on our yarn up session, just from like me and Iris, just real people talking about real issues. So yeah.
We went up to try and talk to them at community health, but they weren't allowed to talk to us. But
yeah, I mean, like, yeah. They're very hard to think, but if we can get a hold of the information that they got there, then we will grab it and talk about it. But yeah, I know that they're gagged by Queensland Health policies. So yeah.
Uncle Eric was talking about it as well.
Mm. Yeah, deadly catching up with this Uncle Eric. Haven't seen him for a while.
Oh, he's what a legend.
Great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Incredible stories.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's hard to deal with those sort of issues, especially when it's constant. You know, if it's not suicide, you know, we've got constant waves of grief from, you know, the funerals almost every week here in Cherbourg, and it can really mess with your headspace if you haven't got a sort of, I suppose, strong family base, if you know what I mean. Yeah, so there might be anything from alcohol abuse at home, and you know, it's causing our young ones to do these horrendous things. So, you know, it's not just a mental headspace, it's a physical space there as well, I suppose, where something's got to happen at home. You know, it's not just alcohol abuse, it's other things there as well. So yeah, got to.
Sounds like there's a lot that you do for the community and put on your shoulders to.
Oh, it's not just me, but you know, it's the whole community, you know. Yeah, I don't know. Where my brain just went there. Yeah, scratch that. Yeah, sorry. My brain went on a different tangent from my mouth, I think. Yeah.
Can you talk about something else if you like?
Yeah. But I love the radio because we can change the pace. You know, we can, you know, we might play that funeral announcement, but, you know, 5 minutes later, we can get in, change the pace and you know, bring a bit of happiness into somebody's life. You know, or empower somebody with a deadly little quote or whatnot. You know, that's why I love the power of radio, the immediacy of it. And, yeah, being able to say, you know, like I'm in somebody's kitchen up the road there, you're talking away to them and, you know, and I'll go down the street, you know, I haven't seen somebody for a couple of months, and they say, oh, I only heard your thing, and, you know, it's like, you know, I'm there with them every day, you know, and but, you know, I haven't seen them in a couple of months, and they get all, oh, anyway, yeah, that's just beside the point, but.
It sounds like a good way to stay in touch with your community as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I love the radio. I love talking to different people. That's what makes the radio so different every single day. You might be doing different, the same thing day in, day out, pressing the same buttons and whatnot, but it's the different people that makes it fun. Yeah. So. But yeah, I've been here since 2006, and yeah, I don't see myself moving from radio anytime soon. Yeah. So.
Thanks for talking to us.
Ah, cool. It's all good.